Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 10 o'clock, if you've lived a little life, you have lived through every health trend and fad and exercise thing, the ab roller. I mean, we've seen it all, right?
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And they come and go, and people buy them. They're very successful, but they're kind of a flash in the pan. The dealer meal cards, the sweating to the oldies. And now they have reinvented the wheel one more time. She is a 70-year-old cookbook author named Marilyn Smith. Right. And she's come up with the latest in ways to get healthy and stay healthy.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody knows. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we should walk for about 10, 15, 20. But not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So, sign yourself up for fart walks.
Jeez. Okay. Now I've heard it all.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
In fact, we can bring this great idea to life for you with a song. She and her husband go on, they eat a lot of high-fiber meals. Then they go on regular fart walks to get things moving. That must really be great for intimacy.
Yes.
You know? It's like...
Honey, I love going on a fart walk with you.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, go ahead and walk and get it all out, because apparently after they eat, they're eating a lot of fiber when they eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean... Yeah, go out and walk and get it out right before you do get intimate. And it happens in there.
Cabbage for dinner again tonight, honey. A GI doctor weighed in and said your fart walks don't need to be that long. Even 5 or 10 minutes can be helpful because as you're moving, it gets your body moving.
Okay.
You want to move that food along. She is not embarrassed to talk about her fart walks, obviously, and she doesn't think you should be either. She's proud of them. So... treat yourself to a giant bowl of beady weedies and then go for a nice long walk. Downwind.
Shredded wheat.
Downwind, please. Shredded wheat, does that do that?
That's fiber, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's a lot of fiber.
I haven't had shredded wheat in so long.
Yeah.
It's sort of like eating crispy straw.
Even if you get the frosted shredded wheat, that's still a lot of fiber.
It's cost plus 10% at Food Outlet, I know that. And so are beady weedies and heads of cabbage.
If I get shredded wheat... and then use real milk to eat that shredded wheat, mm-hmm. I'm basically building a bomb.
Prattville exploded today, film at 11.
Is that the paper factory?
They've been blaming it on the paper factory up there since day one. All of this science brought to you by Applied Security, Mark and Vicky with...
Boy, they're proud. I bet they're proud.
This is news. It's the lead. Look, I'm not making this up. Let me show you. Friday's top five. What's at the top there? New health trend, fart walks. I'm trying to keep our people on top of the trends.
The trends.
So that later today, if somebody at work at the water cooler says, hey, did you hear about those fart walks? Instead of going, no, I don't know nothing about that. I say, no, I listen to news talk, and I have the whole poop.
Greg
got the whole
told
poop on it.
He got the poop scoop.
Yeah. Yes, Mark and Vicky, I'm sure. Mark and Vicky, I love you guys. And
I would not. They love us, and it's, you know, we love them as well. So this
very
would not
much.
Be a...
And first of all, they protected us here for 20 years, which is mighty awesome. And their systems are easy to work with at Applied Security. And they save you on monthly monitoring. Everybody's going through a squeeze right now with budgets. Don't let it squeeze you out of protecting your home or business or property. Reach out at 279-8338. Local is always better. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama electronic security wear permit number is 276. We are going to hit the traffic dungeon next. SRN News coming up. And next hour, we're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Well, traffic is very busy all over Montgomery right now. We have one little problem. 85 northbound, just past Ann Street, we had a vehicle that left the road, went off into the center between the south and northbound lanes of the interstate. There is a wrecker on the scene trying to remove that. All lanes are open, but folks are slowing down to see what's going on. That's making a little gawker block right there. No other problems we're seeing anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery, just heavy Friday morning traffic. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. So it's worth the drive to get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Masters is back on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the OJ, 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Yes!
Israel is putting Iran on notice. Israel's foreign minister says any attack launched against the Jewish state from Iranian territory will be met with an identical response from Israel. That is, an Israeli strike inside of Iran. More concerns being raised about Russian interference in elections, but not in the U.S. This time it's the Belgian prime minister announcing an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections scheduled for June. A plan to change the name of the Oakland, California airport has been cleared for takeoff, although it could face a lawsuit from officials in San Francisco. A top Chinese official visiting North Korea has spoken with his counterpart in Pyongyang, talking about how to boost their nation's cooperation on various issues. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 86 points, NASDAQ futures off 79. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. Revealed this week, the defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know." This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that. Tomorrow, Judge Lancito will take O.J. and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for O.J., it will be just a case of been there, done that.
That's made me laugh three times this morning already.
Yeah, and he got fired over that.
Yeah, because he really, I mean, he pulled no punches with the whole situation. And an NBC executive by the name of Don Ohlmeyer, Mr. Flash in the Pan.
A buddy
of O.J.'s. Yeah, never believed that he actually did it. Asked Norm to back off. And technically he had the right to do that because he was Norm's boss. And said, no, I'm not going to do that.
So he got fired.
And yeah, that's how Norm got off SNL. And then they had to come crawling to him later.
To come back and host.
Come back and host the show.
Yeah.
I wanted to play that clip this morning, too. Norm coming back to SNL.
To SNL, yeah. Did he mention his
He didn't mention anything about O.J. on his return. Let's see if I have that here, because I do want to play it. While I'm looking for that, why don't we do this?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We are up 5 degrees in the last hour, and we've got a beautiful weekend forecast that I am thrilled to tell you about on this Friday. Nice day today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy. The wind's gusting as high as 25 miles per hour, but that's actually much less than yesterday. Wow, did you have trouble pedaling into the wind there?
I did 6 miles yesterday, and yeah, it was a workout, but man, it pays off.
High today, 72. Clear, chilly tonight, low 44. Sunny and warm tomorrow. Saturday's high up to about 79. How about 83 Sunday? Mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with more sun. So clear sailing and storm-free for the next several days. Right now this morning, we have a west breeze at 12 miles per hour. It's 56 at 8:14.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Good morning, people.
What on earth is that?
It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Is it?
It is.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Today we celebrate an American classic.
It is National Grilled Cheese.
Ooey, gooey, warm, and delicious.
It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Love grilled cheese sandwiches.
It's just good old comfort food.
It's showtime.
If you like it ooey, gooey, warm, and delicious, take a look at the grilled cheese we made one day early.
Ooh, yeah.
We celebrated on Grilled Cheese Day Eve. And like so many other components on the show, we're just always ahead of the curve, baby. That's us.
Yeah.
You know who stopped by yesterday afternoon?
When the Cougar was here?
Well, she did.
Yeah.
But Donnie Turner came by.
Oh, is that right?
Came into the studio and joined us.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great to see Donnie. Donnie, of course, the founding father of Brandon Turner. Absolutely. And Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your car is damaged in an accident, look, the first question I have to answer is, all right, do I want it done or do I want it done right? If your question is the second one, MPB is the automatic answer to that. They cut no corners. Donnie just doesn't roll that way. You want to go to a place that plays games or likes to do little shortcuts, welcome to do that. But why not get everything that needs to be fixed, fixed? They diagnose all the damage, order the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. And when that car is staged and done, it looks amazing from bumper to bumper because they do everything possible to make that vehicle in its entirety look good as new, maybe better. That's the gold standard. Alabama law says you get to pick, even if your insurance adjuster starts hocking a chinik about this one or that one and making recommendations. Stand your ground and choose MPB. 27REC with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Your tow truck driver should know that location. And then call 27REC with a W. If not, if your car is drivable, get your claim number and get it to them ASAP. The faster you do, the faster they can turn around the repair at Montgomery Paint and Body. I found that Norm clip.
Oh, cool.
His return to SNL. We'd like to have a little more fun on Friday if we can.
Yeah.
And then when we come back from the Norm clip in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play the game that everybody loves, little kid or drunk adult.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Well, more details are emerging about the Irondale man arrested this week for placing an explosive device at the Alabama Attorney General's office this past February. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert identifies himself as a pansexual anti-fascist with they-them pronouns. He considers law enforcement his adversaries. Acting U.S. Attorney Jonathan Ross says that stickers that were placed on buildings near where the explosive device was found were a clue that led to Calvert. Those stickers were for Antifa, which is a group that endorses and enacts extreme violence against police and authorities. Some of the slogans on those stickers said abolish private property and everything for everyone. Another one said never work and abolish ICE, which stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Calvert also complained on social media about his conservative family members and referred to Republicans as a-holes. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroot Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Rogersville man is behind bars and facing charges of rape that involved two juveniles. 21-year-old Colby Miller is facing multiple charges after an investigation was conducted in the summer of 2021. The rape and sexual assault claims came from two juveniles and were presented to the Morgan County District Attorney by way of the Morgan County DHR and Morgan County Child Advocacy Center. An Alabama lumber company is expanding its operations to Coosa County. Two Rivers Lumber Company in Demopolis will put its second sawmill facility in Kellyton. This will create 130 jobs that will focus on southern yellow pine. Construction of the new project is set to start this coming June. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey, Biscuits fans, on Friday, April 12th, during the opening homestand, the first 1,000 fans will get a fabulous handheld Riverwalk Stadium replica presented by Lexus of Montgomery. For tickets and information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call us at 323-BALL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So they fired Norm MacDonald because of the OJ jokes on SNL. And wasn't long after they came crawling back to Norm and say, hey, will you host the show? Here is that open.
Norm MacDonald!
What's that? Oh, yeah, no. No, you're absolutely right. That is my name. You know, when the people here asked me to do the show, you know, I got to say, I felt kind of weird, you know. I don't know if you remember this, but I used to actually be on this show. You know? I used to do the weekend update news routine. You remember that? And that's where I did the make-believe news jokes, you know. That was me, right? So then, a year and a half ago, right, I had a sort of a disagreement with the management at the NBC. I wanted to keep my job. And they felt the exact opposite. So you see, they fired me because they said that I wasn't funny, you know? Now, with most jobs, I could have had a hell of a lawsuit on my hands for that, but see, this is a comedy show. So they got me, you know. But now, the weird part, right? It's only a year and a half later, and now they asked me to host the show. So I wondered, I go, hey, wait a second here. Hey! I go, how did I go in a year and a half from being not funny enough to be even allowed in the building to being so funny that I'm now hosting the show? How did I suddenly get so damn funny? Inexplicable to me, because a year and a half, let's face it, is not enough time for a dude to learn how to be fun. Then it occurred to me, I haven't gotten funnier. The show has gotten really bad. So yeah, I'm funny compared to, you know, well, you'll see later. Okay, so let's recap. The bad news is, I'm still not funny. The good news is, the show blows. All right, folks, we got a bad show for you tonight. Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and Eminem are here. We'll
be right back. I miss him.
Yeah, terribly. And but one thing we won't have to worry about is Norm and OJ crossing paths in the next life.
Probably not.
No.
No.
As that was going on, Fox had a story about the irreversible effects of puberty blockers, and I briefly had a moment of rage. The Dow is down 250 points as it gets ready to open. Brant may call us, let us know what's behind that negativity. And now, it's game time here on News Talk.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Little Kid or Drunk Adult will play you a very brief story here, and what you have to decide is whether this is the story of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult being an idiot. Here is today's story.
So, I dumped a whole bottle of baby powder into a box fan once and covered like 12 people that were coming out of the pool.
All right. You dumped a box of powder into, or a bunch of powder into a box fan, and showered about 20 people.
See, I'm leaning towards the little kid, but we'll see.
I can see either on this one, but that's the fun of the game. But we need two callers at 272-9228, one to make the guess.
Yes.
If they're wrong, the caller on hold automatically wins.
It's a fun game.
And it's a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah, we need one more caller. We got somebody standing by.
Now, we're going to venture over to the traffic dungeon, but when we come back, I want to see that third line lit with our potential winner. Who has nothing to do but give Jay the first name and last initial,
right,
and then stand by.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
I'm the only station where you have to do a damn thing to win.
Well, by the time you get there on I-85 northbound, and this is just past Ann Street, we had a disabled vehicle. A car went off the road into the center between the north and southbound lanes. Wrecker was on the scene a few minutes ago removing that. Hopefully it is out of the way now. That was our only real problem throughout the morning. We've still got a lot of very busy traffic on the interstates, the boulevards around Montgomery, and, of course, in Prattville-Millbrook-Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere. We're keeping an eye on things. We'll let you know if an accident pops up. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Excellent participation here. Yay. And we go to Gina. Gina, good morning.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
Good.
We're going to play the scenario for you one more time, and then we'll ask for your guest, Little Kid or drunk adult. Here's the story.
So, I dumped a whole bottle of baby powder into a box fan once and covered like 12 people that were coming out of the pool.
And that must have looked pretty funny. But Gina, the question is, was that the action of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult being a jerk?
Well, you're right. It can go either way, but I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, let's hear, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story.
Here we go.
Here's what happened. I was a little kid at summer camp, and I thought it was going to be funny, and I actually got kicked out of summer camp because of that, and they called my mother, who was furious, and it was my first week of school, and my mother actually grounded me for the entire summer.
Camp
wow.
Granada.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gina.
Oh, that's okay. I do better with did you know.
Oh, did you know? Okay. Thank you. That means, Tom, good morning. You just won a contest without even trying.
Instant winner without doing anything.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We have a Seafood Bistro gift card for you.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
It is. Please remain on the line.
Stay there.
And Jay needs some information from you. We could play it for fun. I have a couple of, well, do I? Yes, we could do another one of these.
Okay.
I stole a boat and crashed it into another yacht worth $500,000.
I stole a boat and crashed it into a yacht worth $500,000.
I'm leaning towards drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Let's ask Johnny. Johnny, did you hear that story?
Yeah.
All right. Stole a boat, crashed it into a yacht worth $500,000. Is that a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm going to find out the drunk adult.
All right, let's find out.
I was an 11-year-old kid. So my friends and I hated this guy my dad worked with. He was also our neighbor. And he would also try to get me in trouble for sneaking out of the house. So me and my friends stole his boat. None of us really knew how to drive it. So we ended up crashing it into a yacht worth $500,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Thanks for playing the game, Tom. We're going to give you a couple of bonus entries in the grand prize drawing,
which is coming up here in less than a half an hour.
And, hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Want to do one of these just for fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, here you go. We'll give you the story first.
I got in trouble for going in the back of McDonald's where they make all their food, and I started making my own version of the Big Mac.
That sounds like fun. I mean, really, if you had everything there.
Right.
At a McDonald's, make your own Big Mac.
I know how to make a Big Mac.
Does that sound like a precocious child or a drunk adult to you, sir?
I'm going to have to go drunk adult.
All right, let's find out.
Okay, so I was just a really hungry little kid, and apparently my babysitter just wasn't watching me. I basically just walked right into the back of a McDonald's and started grabbing whatever I could reach off the counter. Like, basically, the restaurant manager ended up coming out and not only kicked out me, but my babysitter and my other little sister. Needless to say, my mom never had that babysitter watch us again after that.
Wow.
Hey, we appreciate you calling, man, but we're going to give you a couple of bonus entries in the grand prize drawing coming up in just about 25 minutes.
Awesome. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Thanks for good participation. See, Rich, yep. I told you.
We had some excellent
Good. All right, quick break here. Right back. It's 8:31.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't decide between cafeteria food and Lunchables? No need. Introducing School Lunchables. It's all your favorite cafeteria food in a grab-and-go container with varieties like mystery meat stew and brown apple slices, rectangular pizza with no crust, or chicken nuggets and tater tots. They're the same size, shape, and flavor. And they're not just for kids. Bring School Lunchables to the office.
Hey, Ted, what are you eating?
Well, that's either mashed potatoes or tapioca pudding, and that thing I'm praying is some sort of bologna.
Best of all, each School Lunchables is hand-packed by an actual cafeteria lunch lady with hairy knuckles. Try them today.
Hey, these Cheetos taste weird.
That's because they're actually very dry baby carrots.
Had quite a bit of reaction to Mark Robert's visit to Happy Hour, yeah, along with the visit of Susan Woody yesterday.
That had to be a lot of fun.
Who came flouncing in full cougar mode.
Uh-huh.
Mark, he's one of those people, you know, whatever the topic of the news story, he's going to have some kind of a take on it. And yesterday, it was through Mark, we learned that a detail on the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson that I had never heard before.
Oh, yeah, you told me what O.J. did.
He cut her implants out and took them back. Uh-huh. This is the state of obsession this man was
Jeez
in.
Jeez almighty.
So I was asked by somebody, well, how does Mark know this? But if you were listening yesterday afternoon, Mark's an author. He is well-networked within the literary community, especially out in Los Angeles where he lives now. He used to write for National Lampoon. I mean, he's well-networked. And a buddy author of his was working with, you'll remember the name, Philip Van Atter.
Sure.
He was one of the detectives on the case.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Van Atter that let that detail be known.
Interesting.
Why they decided, maybe they thought it was just too grotesque about, the, you know, we saw the images anyway.
Never came out in the trial. Yeah.
Never came up in the trial. But that's one reason why we love having the guy on. 3:30 weekday, every Thursday here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And
I forget who did the series on OJ. Was it Netflix or...
Is that the one with David Schwimmer and John Travolta?
I'll tell you what, it was really good.
It was.
It was really good.
You know, it had a trashy component to it, but I found it very watchable. Yeah.
Whoever played Marcia, the lawyer.
Close resemblance.
Yeah. And Lance Ito.
Yeah.
All these names that... what happened to these people, I wonder?
They were the most among the most recognizable names in the country.
Cato.
And for a long time. And then, you know, time passes, memory fades. Yeah, Cato Kalem.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of his name earlier this morning, and it didn't, or yesterday, and it didn't pop into my head right away. And I bet Mark knows him, too.
I just saw a picture of him. He looks very different now. But he used to be on Celebrity Big Brother. Cato.
Yeah, he got a lot of those... invited to be on a lot of those semi-cheesy shows.
Yeah. The celebrity ones I don't watch. I don't like those. Yeah. The celebrity game type things.
Yeah.
Outside of like old Hollywood Squares, that's about it.
Yeah.
But like the celebrity reality type game? No.
Nah.
I have no desire.
We have Jimmy B on the phone. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi.
Morning, guys. Just want to let y'all know I love the show. Listen every morning and every afternoon, and y'all just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
wow,
you.
Wow.
That's
very
nice.
Grateful.
Nice.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
News Talk. News
and
news.
We didn't have to write him a check or bribe him or anything.
Hey, he could be a winner in the grand prize drawing here in a little while.
That's right. That is coming up shortly, about 18 minutes from right now. Randall's on the line. Randall, good morning.
Yeah, it's, I can see why they would do that right now and why it probably was already been the plan. If his son really did it, Jason really killed that woman, which I think he did, you would leak that out now to put all the rumors to bed that Jason killed her and not OJ. Because you wouldn't think a son would do that. You know what I mean? So by them letting that out, and if he didn't do it, by them creating that scenario, steals the fact that most people had Jason ain't the one who done it. Because I was 100% sure until I heard that yesterday that his son killed the girl. And now it makes me want to know, when were the implants cut out, post or pre-murder? You know what I mean? Like, was she still breathing? Was she dead 10 minutes? But, I mean, I was 100% sure his son killed her, and he just took the cover. Because they tried the glove on. If we how dumb we are in front of television. They tried the glove on with another glove on. I mean, it's, you know, nothing, they just make fun of us so much, man. But... I appreciate him sharing that because that just integrates. That's how they control us. They just let us have information when they want to, and they groom us.
Well, at least the pushback is starting to happen. Randall, thank you so much for the call. 8:39, we have our Morning Maroon nominees just ahead.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
The timing is everything. You've heard me say that so many times, and that big storm system that crossed the country caused so much trouble in multiple states is now out of the area, and even though it's still breezy behind the storm system, it's going to be a great weekend. Plenty of sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 72. I mean, we could see a wind gust later up to about 25 miles per hour, perhaps. Clear skies, chilly tonight, down to 44 for the overnight low temperature, but the warm-up continues tomorrow. Sunshine. High, I've got us around 79 on Saturday, 83 Sunday. We'll be in the mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday with more sun. And then clear sailing continuing well into next week as well. So a great stretch of weather, and also good on the Gulf Coast, where temperatures will be a little cooler because of the Gulf water temperature now at 68, and the winds coming in off the Gulf will have highs in the lower 70s for the most part over the weekend. Right now this morning, West winds at 12. It's 56, 840.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, coming up in our morning room nominees, you know what state we're going to have to make at least one stop in, right?
Florida.
Duh, that'd be correct, Mrs. Thomas. We have a library nominee and a dog. All of that with sound. Yes, it's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, let's get the latest from Skippa.
Well, our earlier accident on I-85 northbound has been taken care of, and all lanes are open there. We are still experiencing a lot of heavy traffic all over Montgomery right now. We've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85. Boulevard is busy, and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery are still putting a lot of cars in. It looks like a busy Friday. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka at the moment. Nothing that's going to affect your ride into work this morning anyway. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground or in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos, and I'm still basking in the warm glow of my super hot fiancé. Oh yeah, Lauren was the belle of the ball at the White House state dinner. Hot dog! She looked like $1 billion. Even Bill Clinton was there, and when he saw her lacy lingerie midriff, he immediately went into heat. She was the hottest thing in Washington, D.C. Although that's not really saying much, considering the second hottest is Nancy Pelosi. And the Japanese Prime Minister, he told me he hasn't seen anything that made him that hot under the collar since he watched Oppenheimer. All I can say is it's good to be Jeff Bezos. And all y'all are jelly over my lady in red.
One of our morning room nominees as soon as they finish.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Lunch cap, baby!
Lunch cap, cause you failed.
8:45, time for Knuckleheads in the News. Or as we call them here, our morning maroon numbers. And guess what state we're starting in?
Oh, we know Florida's up.
You are 100% correct. And even more so, if it's possible to be more than 100% correct. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office arrested 49-year-old Anna Louise Keller. They received a spate. A spate could be more than one. You know, it doesn't have to. I don't know how many are in a spate. Like, a few is three, a couple is two. A spate? What is a spate?
See, I don't know that word.
Jay?
A spate?
Yeah.
They got a spate of phone calls.
A slew is 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be like a number, a certain amount, but I do not know if that is a large or a small amount.
And I'm ashamed to say this. She was driving a Nissan Rogue. That's what I drive. And she brought embarrassment to all of us. After she was spotted by other drivers going down the road on three tires.
Wow.
What does she think she is, a Boeing jet? Deputies did a traffic stop to conduct a welfare check, and when speaking with Keller, they immediately became aware of some alcohol on the breath.
Okay.
So she blew twice the legal limit in a field sobriety test. They also found four empty Busch light beers in a bag on the passenger side of the SUV. But they charged her with your basic DUI.
Okay.
Now, there's another story over here. I set aside, a New Jersey ophthalmologist says he's getting an influx of patients following the eclipse.
The eclipse?
Yeah. People reporting they have pain. How can this happen? This eclipse did not come as a surprise. We've known about it since the last one in 2017. But here's one way it can happen. And this, again, in New Jersey, no coincidence. A library in New Jersey made a mistake when they got a bunch of eclipse glasses so that local kids could witness the wonders of science, but instead it became a lesson on the evils of big business. The Morristown Library in Jersey somehow figured out that the eclipse glasses they had been handing out were counterfeit.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yep.
About,
God.
They figured out the mistake about 2 hours before the event actually took place, but they did send out a panic message on Facebook warning people not to use the glasses they had been given out.
Oh, man, and you're getting it from a library, so you're really trusting it.
Well, they trusted Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's where they acquired the glasses.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they found out they may have been knockoffs. They also provided information on how to test the glasses. So they directed potential victims to a source where for $1,200 to $1,500, you could have your damage assessed. God. One guy says, I think I'll just wait and see if I go blind.
Yeah, our buddy Rick Evans had warned us about glasses that are not up to specs.
Right. And then we have this. This is just kind of a silly fun thing. It happened during a California Zoom conference. A woman who was part of her mom's very important Zoom meeting got a little flack because she put her dog's water bowl real close to her desk.
Okay. You're hearing my dog. Her dog bowl is right next to her. So I have some good news too. So if we go down below to Christine, your questions earlier about.
Yeah, that's an odd way to interrupt. But I mean, nobody was killed, nobody was hurt. Just a dog must have a tongue the size of a surfboard.
Lapping. Do you ever see that in slow motion? The dog lapping up water.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's amazing how they do that, actually.
It is, really is.
So who do we like the most in this one?
I mean, a library.
Three-wheel driver, library.
I'm sorry. The library who's passing out. Of course, they didn't know they were passing out.
Those glasses.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. That's just awful. And then Walmart, too, for selling them.
No, Walmart has to share the blame there because they got these knockoff eclipse glasses without vetting them. So ultimately.
Yeah.
They're the Maroons, so we'll give it to them.
Okay.
Because they deserve it.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Every once in a while, our final traffic update, the grand prize drawing is coming up next.
Well, the good news is the weather is nice, things are looking good, and traffic is still a bit busy, but everything's moving well around Montgomery on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 looking good. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but clear. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're here throughout the day to keep you updated on traffic. If anything pops up you need to know about, we'll have it for you. At McKenna Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh! That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
The weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, that's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
It is Friday. That means it's time for today's grand prize drawing. We need some kind of a special intro for this. Just saying it's a grand prize drawing. I mean, like crowd sound effects or excitement.
Some sort of open.
Yeah. Jay, will you get to work on that for me after the show? I'll be very grateful if you would.
That'll be my entire weekend project.
All right. First up, this is to thank those of you who loved us enough to call during the week. And we take your name, last initial, and you may be about to win something if you participated, starting with a $25 gift card to Tucker Pecan.
A pair of threes.
33 is crawdad.
Yeah. Wow. Now there's a guy who deserves a treat. So, by the way, I saw Tucker Pecan's new location.
Yeah.
Easy to find. Nice.
On Mulberry.
On Mulberry, yes. Yeah. And Crawdad will be able to go there, roam the aisles, look around, and decide which $25 worth of goodies he wants to consume. That is the challenge in going to Tucker Pecan, because you'll want everything. Tucker Pecan, next time the gang is over, you're watching a game or watching a show, and somebody says, "Let's get nuts!" Head to Tucker Pecan on Mulberry.
What was that stuff they brought? He brought in something. Was it last week or week before last?
That was good stuff.
What was it? He brought some...
Yeah, the pretzels with the white chocolate.
Yeah, I didn't see those. Those were already gone when I came the next day.
Yeah.
Did he bring anything that was peanut butter related?
I believe he did.
Probably.
But I did not take it.
Oh, well, there's none of it here.
I did not take that. Some random peanut butter thief must have gotten in.
Yeah.
Look, do I look like I'm eating stolen peanut butter? Look at me.
Whatever. You probably went and ate it, and then you exercised and worked it off, so you hit it.
Let's give away our next prize, damn it. It's the works from Don Duncan Allmark and Auto and Tire. What number have you drawn, Rich Thomas?
Oh, congratulations. Number 15.
15.
That's almost half of our 33. Paul P.
Pulp.
Paul P.
All right.
P.
That's no Pulp Fiction.
Go.
Ah. Come on, that wasn't that bad.
Waka waka.
You have won the works from Don Duncan Allmark and Auto and Tire. Complete service on your vehicle, redeemable at any of Don Duncan's three locations in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Our grand prize, a $180 value Clark's Club membership to...
Number 21.
21.
21. Tracy.
Tracy.
Tracy E, by the way.
Tracy. All right. Tracy, you're the newest member of the Clark's Club. That means you'll get two annual tune-ups to your system. And you have the best HVAC techs and plumbers, because I had to use them this past week, available a phone call away at 277-2125. Call that same number to get yourself a membership. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Want to mention again, if you get hungry this weekend and you want great food and you're just stunned at some of the prices fast food places are charging. Remember the Inflation Bites menu at Baumhauer's? It's not just saving you a few bucks. You're getting great quality with the Inflation Bites menu, like a third-pound grind tailgate burger for just $8.99 that comes with fries and a beverage served to you by a nice person. I mean, does it get better than that? You're paying more for that to drive through a joint and get less meat and less food. You've got the Bam Bam chicken platter for only $9.99 and a whole bunch more. Order any entree or handheld off the menu, receive a complimentary beverage. And wings, a serving of Baumhauer's legendary wing. Bob brought the wing to Alabama back in 1981, and I did his commercials for him then. They also feature $7.99 pitchers of the iconic American Yingling Lager, or flight just 95 calories. That's Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard to browse all the special menus. And especially for catering and more, visit Baumhauer's.com. The Great Chemistry of Alabama Unfiltered coming up in a couple of minutes. Young Joey Clark at noon.